pitcher Edgar Caro. Batting third at second base, Adrian Placencia. In the cleanup spot at third base, it's Warner Blakely. Batting fifth and right, Alexander Ramirez, followed by the center fielder David Calabresi. Batting seventh is the shortstop Arul Vera. Batting eighth at first, Tucker Flint. And batting ninth is Yadiel Sanchez. He is the designated hitter. And the pitcher today for the Sixers is Jose Soriano. We'll tell you more about Soriano when he's on the mound, but right now it's Brock Jones, the left-handed pitcher, on the mound for the Rawhide. He's facing B.J. Boyd, who's batting from the left. Lights are on to start off this game. It was actually raining earlier during the pregame. And we are ready for first pitch, left versus left matchup. Here it is. Misses low ball one. First pitch is at 6:33 local time. Pitch misses out. Ball two. Duo count, infield shading to the right against Boyd, the pitch. Called strike. Cass Cousins is calling balls and strikes behind the plate. On the bases, Trevor Patience. Pitch to Boyd, misses outside. Count, the southpaw kicks, fouled off. It is 91 degrees in Visalia.
Broken windows, Visa Glassworks, 747-2000.
Full count, the pitch. Misses high ball four. Boyd draws a leadoff walk to start off the game.
Batting second in the lineup for the 66ers, the catcher, number 10, Edgar Quiero.
Edgar Caro batting from the right side, nobody out and a runner on first. Pitch misses high, ball one. Catching for Jones today is Sergio Gutierrez, third baseman Gavin Conticello, the shortstop Manuel Pena, at second base Juan Cornell, and at first it's Angel Ortiz. Here's the pitch, fouled off into the netting, actually now going towards the stands. So hit off the edge of the netting right behind home plate and then still somehow made it over the first base side into the stands. Should be a 1-1 count. Pitch to Caro. Swung on, lined into left. Johnson going back. He's at the wall. Reaches up, can't get to it. He'll get it in to hold Boyd at third, but Caro cruises into second with a double. Two runners in scoring position now.
Now batting to second base one. Number 16, Adrian Placencia.
Adrian Placencia now batting from the right side. Runner on third is B.J. Boyd. On second, Edgar Caro. Nobody out. Infield is back. The pitch. Swung on, grounded foul. In left field, Brett Johnson. The center fielder, Alvin Guzman. And in right field, Kevin Graham. O-1. Called strike count is now 0-2. Placencia is the second baseman. He's batting .251 this season. Jones 0-2 with an 8.31 ERA. He kicks. Cold strike three at the knees, and Plasencia knew it. He goes down looking for the first out of the inning. That strikeout is brought to you by Visalia Kia. The used car supercenter, where many are priced under $20,000 and $500 down is all you need. The pitch, swung on and missed, strike one. Blakely batting from the left, one down, two runners in scoring position still. Pitch misses high and in. Pitch is swung on and missed. Count is one and two now. One, two. Jones, originally from Newport Beach, California, but went to high school in Washington. Here's the pitch. Cold strike three at the knees. Back-to-back Ks for Jones. Another one brought to you by Visalia Kia, the used car supercenter, where many are priced under $20,000 and $500 down is all you need. Alexander Ramirez is at the plate. The pitch is swung on. Ground ball through into left field. One run's going to score. Here comes the second one. The throw is offline. A two-run single for Ramirez to drive in the first two runs of the game. And he cruises into second after the throw home. So it should be a single and advancement on the throw.
Now Bentley, the center fielder, number 11, David Calabrese.
David Calabrese batting from the left. Pitch misses low, ball one. Runner on second is Ramirez. And the Sixers lead 2-0 in the top half of the first. Jones checks the runner. He kicks. Swung on, line down the right field line. Lands for a base hit. They're going to send Ramirez. The throw from Graham is cut off. 3-0 lead for Inland Empire. Calabrese standing on first with an RBI single. So here's how the inning has gone. B.J. Boyd walks to lead it off. Caro had a wall ball double into left. Back-to-back strikeouts for Jones. Then gives up a two-run single to Ramirez. And Calabrese drives in Ramirez for the third run of the inning. Now, Tree the pitching coach will be back out to have a conversation with Jones. The Sean team, a full-service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Sean team, where community matters. Every Rawhide Mound visit this season is presented by the Sean team. On deck is Arul Vera batting from the right side. Jones, in his last outing, struggled in Lake Elsinore. He did not start. That was the only appearance this season for the Rawhide where he did not start the game. He came out of the bullpen through two-thirds of an inning, and he actually got the first two outs of the inning, and then the wheels just came off. He gave up three earned runs off of five walks and a hit batter. Two down. Here's the pitch. Misses outside, ball one. 1-0. Called strike on the outside corner. Runner on first is Calabresi. Two down. The Sixers lead 3-0 in the top half of the first. Jones kicks. Vera swings and misses. 1-2 count. Infield playing a little bit back, maybe a slight shift to the left. Runner takes off. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Vera goes down swinging to end the inning. The three runs do score for the Sixers. They lead 3-0 going into the bottom half of the first, and you're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
You open the words, cold Bud Light. You hear the sounds of summer.
There any Bud Lights left?
We mean everything.
Fan appreciates you, Wake. Our final series of the season. Budweiser, the official beer of the Bay City of Rawhide. Valley Strong Cowbell, America's largest cowbell, is looking to behind the Kuya Hill grandstand on the third base side. Before we give that thing a ring, listen to Joe with some of our first lucky numbers tonight.
That's right. Before we do that, remember, come get your Burt Lowe's barbecue from the taco truck. Hey, and then we also, too, have a dunk tank here. In about 15 minutes, Mike Chatterhead Candela is going to be in it. But here's some numbers we got, okay? Get your lucky number scorecards out. 15097, 16062, 1800, 17374, 1795, 16923, 17400, 17276, 15385. Hey, check those numbers at the top of the barrel house here. But I got Ben.
Bottom of the first inning, and leading off for the Bay City Rawhide is a short stunt. Number two, Manuel Peña.
Bottom half of the first inning. The Sixers lead by 3. Manuel Peña leads it off. He swings and misses at the first pitch. On the mound for Inland Empire is the right-handed pitcher, Jose Soriano. Pitch misses outside. 1-1 count. Misses out. 2-1. Batting second for the Rawhide is Juan Corniel, followed by Kevin Graham. In the cleanup spot is the designated hitter Oscar Santos, followed by Brett Johnson, Alvin Guzman, batting seventh, Gavin Contasello. 2-1 misses in. Batting eighth is Sergio Gutierrez and ninth, Angel Ortiz. The pitch swung on, ground ball up the middle. Second baseman bobbles it for a second, but Plasencia picks it up and still throws to first in time to retire Peña. One away, nobody on, and Juan Corniel at the plate. Swings of the first pitch, and it's fouled off. Soriano, no wins or losses, has a 9 ERA. One called strike. He last pitched against Rancho, took the no decision after allowing 2 earned runs on 3 hits and a walk, with 3 strikeouts in just an inning and a third. Pitch is swung on, a high fly ball into center field. Calabresi comes over and makes the catch. 2 down, and Kevin Graham will bat from the left. Catching today for Soriano, Edgar Caro. At third base, Warner Blakely. The shortstop is Arole Vera. Second baseman, Adrian Placencia. At first, Tucker Flint. From left to right, B.J. Boyd, David Calabresi, and Alexander Ramirez. Pitch is a called strike. Graham batting 230 this season. Three home runs and 14 runs batted in. Swings and misses, 0-2. To Graham, swung on, fouled off. Tries to check his swing, but he does go around, according to Cass Cousins. A 1-2-3 inning of work for Soriano, and the Rawhide still trail 3-0 as we go into the second. You're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box. It's the top half of the second inning. Sixers lead 3-0. The pitch misses. At the plate is Tucker Flint. Pitch is a called strike. 1-1 count. Nobody on, nobody out in the second inning. Inland Empire leads by 3. The pitch is fouled off. Jones, in his first inning of work, gave up 3 hits, walked 1, but struck out 3 batters. Here's the 1-2. Cold strike 3 on the outside corner. That is 4 strikeouts for Brock Jones now. Another strikeout brought to you by Visalia Kia, the used car supercenter, where many are priced under $20,000 and $500 down is all you need. One away. Pitch to Yadiel Sanchez, misses very high, ball 1. Sanchez is the designated hitter. Right versus left matchup, the southpaw kicks, and the pitch misses high and out, ball 2. Swung on and missed on a high fastball. The pitch misses outside, 3-1. Infield, no real shift, maybe a little one towards the left side. Outfield shading slightly to the right in their back, especially the left fielder Johnson. Pitch is swung on, lined into left field. Sanchez, the one-out base hit. That's the fourth hit of the day for the Sixers. Top of the order, B.J. Boyd comes to the plate with the runner on first and one away with a three-run lead. Boyd walks to start off the game. Pitch is swung on, a towering fly ball into right center field. Guzman coming over. He calls off Graham and makes the catch for the second out. Sanchez stays at first. Two away. Runner on first for the catcher, Caro, who doubled off the left field wall in his first at bat. He's batting .315 this season, 17 home runs. Here's the pitch. Coming inside, and it hits Caro on his wrist. Runners on first and second now. Adrian Plasencia, who struck out in his first at-bat, stepping to the plate, batting from the right. The runner on second, Sanchez on first, Caro. This is game five of the six-game series against the Inland Empire 66ers. The pitch. Called strike. The Sixers have at least four more games, including today, though, because they did make it to the playoffs. Rawhide, this is the last two games of the 2022 season. Jones making his final appearance here. 0-1. Swung on, lined as Jones falls to the ground. Get out of the way, Corniel, the second baseman. Able to make the play, throw to first is offline, but Ortiz unable to complete the tag on Plasencia. Will go through that one again. So a line drive up the middle. Jones had to dive to the ground to get out of the way. And it was the second baseman, Corniel, who picked up the ball on the left side of second base, throwing across his body. Here's the replay now. The throw was offline towards home. Ortiz did come off the bag, picked up the ball. It looked like maybe he got the tag on, but Trevor Patience says he did not. So it'll be an infield single. Five hits through two innings so far for Inland Empire, and Werner Blakely is at the plate with the bases loaded, two away. He's already taken a cold strike. The 0-1 is now swung on and missed strike two. Scary moment there for Jones where, I don't know if he dove or just basically collapsed out of the way. Oh, two misses. On third, Yadiel Sanchez. Caro's on second. And on first base is Plasencia. Inland Empire already leads 3-0. One, two. Missing outside. Ball two. Was in the dirt, but Gutierrez is able to keep it in front. Infield shading to the right. There's a big gap between the shortstop, Pena, and the third baseman, Contasello. 2-2. Swung on, a ground ball. Second baseman Corniel's there. He'll flip to second, and that will end the inning. Inland Empire strands the bases loaded, but they still lead by three as we head into the bottom half of the second. You're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Let's grab those T-Mobile Lucky Number scorecards. Let's take a look at them.
Listen closely. 17408. Lucky number 17328. Lucky number 1862. 1784. 1804. 15262. 15036. 17149. Lucky number 16914. 17108. 17416. 15417. And 17362. If you have these winning numbers, head on over to General Store. Congratulations to those runners. Timber is one of my state emergency aid council's most wanted, has been arrested tonight. Timber is in jail for the crime of stealing home plate. Timber needs your help to bail him out of jail. All bail money will go to my state emergency aid council. Bail me out, Hunter from the heart. And to check in with Timber or find out more information, Joe, take it away.
That's right, everyone. We got Timber in jail. We're trying to raise $300 today because then Timber won't be in jail tomorrow. This Bail Me Out for Hunger, along with the 18th annual Race Against Hunger, help supports VEAC's food pantry. Come on over here, donate. Let's get Timber out of jail. And all of these donations will be going to the Visalia Emergency Aid Council.
By the way, also the Michelob Ultra Hall of Fame Club tonight are some of our friends from the Visalia Oaks. Thank you, Visalia Oaks, for all you do for our community. They catch in the ball half for the second inning. Now batting for the Hyde. Designated hitter number 34, Oscar Sutton.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. I'm Jill Guerin. It is the bottom half of the second inning. Inland Empire leads 3-0. First pitch to Oscar Santos is a called strike. Santos batting 199 this season. Pitch misses in, and he has had a great series so far. 3 home runs in 4 games. And 7 runs batted in 4 games. 1-1. Swung on and missed strike 2. I mean, in game 1, he was the number 9 batter. And now here in game 5, he's the cleanup batter. 1-2 count. Soriano on the mound for his second inning of work. The pitch misses high. 2-2. On the season, Santos is batting .311 with 5 home runs and 16 runs batted in 19 games against Inland Empire. The pitch is swung on, deep fly ball, right center field. Calabresi gives chase, but it is the right fielder Ramirez who makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Brett Johnson batting from the left. One down, nobody on. Swings and misses at the first pitch. Soriano was transferred just a few weeks ago on August 25th. Pitch is swung on. A line drive back up the middle. Hits off of Soriano. Picks it up and throws to first in time. Two down.
Candell is heading to the dunk tank. Like it has been having some fun. $5 for 3 throws. That's 3 throws for $5. Center fielder Alvin Guzman.
Alvin Guzman is batting from the right. 2 down. With the Rawhide trailing 3-0 in the second. Soriano kicks. It's a strike. So again, he was transferred from the Sixers, rather from AAA Salt Lake, to the Sixers on August 25th, where he'd been on the injured list. He made 4 outings in the Complex League on rehab. He hurt his right elbow, but he gave up no runs in 8 innings of work in the Complex League. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 down. The pitch. swung on, slow ground ball. Third baseman Blakely ranging the throw to first is just in time to get Guzman a close play at first. Another 1-2-3 inning of work for Soriano as we go into the third. You're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box. Top half of the third, Inland Empire leads by three. Jones is back on the mound for his third inning of work. Delivers ball one high and out to Alexander Ramirez. Pitch misses, 2-0. All three runs for Inland Empire came in the first inning off of three hits and a walk. Wind blowing in from right. Pitch is a called strike 2-1, but the wind's kind of all over the place. A little New England-like weather here today. It was raining earlier. Now it's really cloudy and a little humid. 2-1, swung on and missed strike two, but we are not complaining considering it was 113 degrees on Tuesday, and now it's 91 with some humidity and clouds. I used to think that I did not like humidity, and I think I just didn't like the humidity in Atlanta, Georgia. But I like the humidity in Visalia, California. The 2-2 fouled off into the netting, and that's because it feels much nicer, 91 humid with clouds versus the Visalia 110 degree heat and no clouds in the sky. Either way, you're sweating, but at least you're not getting sunburnt. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled off. It hits Goody's left leg, it looks like. Home plate umpire Cass Cousins going to give Gutierrez a few extra seconds to shake it off. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch misses high. Count is full. Ramirez in his first at bat. Hit the two-run single to drive in the first two runs of the game. It was a single into left. The pitch from Jones. Just misses. Ball four. That did not look like it missed by much, but second walk given up by Jones, and the second time it leads off the inning. Here's the replay. Borderline pitch. I'm not sure which way the automatic strike zone would have gone with that, as we have quite a few new rules coming into Major League Baseball and Minor League Baseball. That's not one of them just yet. Wouldn't be surprised if it's in there for 2024, though. David Calabresi at the plate. The pitch misses high. Ball one. The pitch clock will be implemented. The banning of the defensive shift will be implemented in Major League Baseball next year. And the bigger bases. I don't really care about the bigger bases. I thought it was going to seem weird. And the first baseman, Melendez, who's not here today, but he has been at first quite often this season for the Rawhide, as the pitch is a strike. He said the first thing he noticed was how big it was, but it didn't mess up his play or anything like that. And I don't know if it's really helping prevent collisions, but whatever. If they want to have bigger bases, that's fine. Here's the 1-1. Fouled off. Count is 1-2. The one that I know people are really upset about is the pitch clock. And don't get me wrong, I was skeptical too, and there's still some things that I don't like about it that I think need to be tweaked or implemented a little bit more consistently, I guess. But I'm a fan. I like having games not last 3 hours and 30 minutes. The 1-2 misses outside, gets by Gutierrez, and that allows Ramirez to take off for second on a wild pitch, runner in scoring position. And for those of you who are baseball purists, you might be cursing at me if you're watching on MLB TV or MyTV 53 or listening at rawhidebaseball.com. But listen, you don't have to talk by yourself for 3 hours and 30 minutes, okay? Once you do that for 2 to 3 seasons, you'll understand why I like the pitch clock. The pitch is fouled off towards the McUltra Club down the right field side. 2 balls, 2 strikes. However, I do think that the games are still going to be a little bit longer because of the step-offs that happen in Major League Baseball. I don't believe that that has been implemented yet in Major League Baseball. The pitch is fouled off. They are going to say that a batter can have 1 timeout per at-bat, but I did not see anywhere in the rules about step-offs or pick-offs, and I think that's more so where we're going to see the game still last a little bit longer. 2 balls, 2 strikes as the wind picks up from right field. Runner on second, nobody out. The pitch to Calabresi. Swung on, fly ball into right center field. Graham makes the catch. Ramirez thinking about tagging, but he stays at second. And good decision, a nice throw from Kevin Graham. Had Alvin Guzman made that catch, Ramirez might have thought about going because it would have been a more awkward angle for Alvin Guzman to turn his body and make the throw to third. But Graham, coming in from right field, making that catch, able to make a better play on it. 1 down. Still a runner on second for Aurel Vera, batting from the right. Here's the pitch. A called strike on the outside corner. The other rule that we haven't really talked about is the defensive shift rule, the ban on it, I guess. So you have to have 2 infielders on each side of second base and both feet on the dirt. The pitch misses. Ball one. That's the one rule where I'm not a big fan of. I've gotten used to it, but as a radio broadcaster, I always enjoyed in 2019 being able to explain where the second baseman or the third baseman was in the infield versus the outfield, if the third baseman was in shallow right or if that was the second baseman. I liked those intricacies of the game. Here's the 1-1. Runner takes off for third. The pitch is fouled off, though. 1-2. So, again, do I think that banning the shift takes away from the game of baseball? No, but I've always enjoyed that part of it. I think it's partially my background in softball, where you have slappers and you are really adjusting the defense to them. And I always liked that strategy of the game, and I like that part of it in baseball too. 1-2. Swung on and missed, a throw down to second, but Corniel was not there in time to be able to make a play on Ramirez. But there are 2 outs as Vera goes down swinging for the 2nd time today. That strikeout is brought to you by Visalia Kia, the used car supercenter, where many are priced under $20,000, and $500 down is all you need. Here's Jorge Cortez. This might be the day for Brock Jones, as there is a right-handed pitcher warming in the pen for the Rawhide. Jones at 60 pitches, and that will be the day for him. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye, bugs. When we come back, we'll let you know who the new pitcher is. You're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Left the batter for Inland Empire.
New pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide is the newest addition to the team, number 27, Lorenzo Encarnacion. First pitch, Tucker Flint, is swung on and missed, strike one. Encarnacion joined the Rawhide yesterday from the Arizona Complex League. 0-1, missing low in the dirt. Runner takes off for third, and Gutierrez can't get the throw off because Conticello doesn't move towards third. It is going to be ruled a wild pitch for Ramirez moving to third. Two down. 1-1 count, the pitch. Missing low and in. Nice stop by Gutierrez. So Encarnacion making his Cal League debut. Two balls and a strike. Infield is back with two down. Pitch misses high. Encarnacion, 20 years old. He'll turn 21 in November this year. He's originally from the Dominican Republic. 5'11", 175 pounds. This year in the Complex League, he went 2-2 with a 6.04 ERA and 11 appearances. 3-1. Swung on and missed strike three, or maybe it swung and then hit him. Because Cass Cousins is sending Ramirez back to third. I don't think it was a foul tip because Cass Cousins didn't indicate that. I think that he swung and then it hit him. Yes, yeah, so he did go around on the inside pitch. It didn't foul it off, but it hit him because he went around and didn't check his swing. It's a strike, and Ramirez goes back to third. The pitch is swung on and missed strike three. Gutierrez picks up the ball, throws to first, and that completes the strikeout. That is the first strikeout in his California League debut for Encarnacion. Sixers strand a runner on third, but they still lead 3-0 going into the bottom half of the third inning. You're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Are you ready for the number 10? go to Joe. Stand by.
All right. Hey, let's throw those numbers on the board. Again, look and check your numbers. See if you've won. Quite frankly, if you can't figure out if you've won or not, you probably lost. So I don't know what to tell you. So there's all the numbers. Again, if you head up to the Barrel House Bar, there you can check the numbers, buy some scorecard, of course, collect your prize. But now let's throw the mobile cam on because we have Mike Chatterhead Candela going on in the dunk tank. I think Timber's going to get some throws in here. Timber, let's give it a throw here. Let's see what you got, buddy. What do you got? Give it a throw. Oh, that was a miss. It's okay. He's a cow. Try one more time, buddy. Here we go. One more time. As a reminder, everybody, three throws for $5, and it all goes to the Walk to End Alzheimer's. Oh, yeah, just go ahead and do that, too. If you pay $5, you get to put Mike in the water. It's that simple. So come on over here by Snow Shack, by America's Largest Cowbell, and, of course, by Burt Lowe's Barbecue at the Taco Truck. And, again, three throws, $5. Guaranteed to put Mike Chatterhead Candela in the water.
All right, once again, we'll put those numbers up on the video board. See if they're yours. Head on over to the general store to claim your prize. Seven to the plate here on the bottom half of the third inning. Batting for the Hyde. Third baseman, number 11, Gavin Contesello.
Bottom half of the third inning. We have a new pitcher on the mound for Inland Empire. It's Vance Walker. In relief for Soriano, the pitch misses high and out to Gavin Contesello. So, again, Ramon Fonsacker on the mound. 6'1" right-handed pitcher, 195 pounds, originally from Oklahoma. 1-0, missing out. Right versus left matchup. The pitch misses outside, ball three. Soriano threw two perfect innings, did not allow a base runner. Pitch is a cold strike on the high inside corner, 3-1. The 3-1. Fouled off. Count is full. Contesello this season batting .212 with 8 runs batted in. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Wind still blowing in. Infield shifting to the right. Here is the pitch. It misses outside, a ball four, and that is the first base runner of the day for the Rawhide. Contesello draws a leadoff walk. For every walk this year, Stryker, the official Smart Robotics joint replacement partner of Minor League Baseball, will be donating $1 to Canines for Warriors, the nation's largest provider of service dogs to military veterans. To learn more, visit MakoSmartRobotics.com. Sergio Gutierrez is at the plate, batting from the left. Runner on first is Contesello, nobody out. Pitch misses outside, ball one. Gutierrez is batting .167 this season with 6 home runs and 20 runs batted in. .10, swung on and missed, 1-1 count. Alphonse Walker kicks and delivers. It swung on and missed. Strike one. Fan soccer with a 5.40 ERA with the Sixers. He's 24 years old, drafted this year out of Oklahoma State. The pitch is swung on, fouled off, first base side. Drafted this year in the 7th round. And he immediately went to the California League, didn't pitch in the Complex League. He's 2-0 with a 5.40 ERA and 11 appearances. He's thrown 15 innings so far, striking out 11 while walking 11. Opponents are batting 228 against him so far this season. One, two. Fouled off his back foot, it looks like, and he'll take some time to shake that one off. That leg, I think, has already had two balls in him, one as a catcher, one as a batter. Infield, the double play depth, one ball, two strikes. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Gutierrez goes down swinging for the first out of the inning. One away, runner on first still for Angel Ortiz. Ortiz, the first baseman today, batting from the left. Pitch is fouled off, out of play. And it lands in the Northgate parking lot. There is a broken window for Vision Glassworks. For all your auto glass needs, call or text Justin at Vision Glassworks, 559-747-2000 for a free quote. Here's the pitch. It misses outside. 1-1 count. One-one. Fouled off into the netting. 1-2 count. One, two from Fance Walker is fouled off. Rahai looking for their first hit of the day still in the bottom half of the third. A pickoff attempt is not in time as Contesello is back standing up. This is not the first time the Rawhide have seen Fan Soccer. Is he pitched 4 days ago. It was on Tuesday. Pitch misses outside, 2-2. He threw two scoreless innings, did give up three hits, but no free passes, and he struck out three. Fouled off. Ortiz stays alive. Ortiz just joined the Rawhide this week. He came on Tuesday. He's played one game in left and other two games at first base. Two-two. Swung on, a high fly ball into center field. Calabresi comes in, makes the catch, and Contesello goes back to second. Now Manuel Pena comes to the plate batting from the left. Pena grounds it out to the second in his first at bat. Runner on first is still Contesello, who walked to start off this inning. Pitch is swung on, a well-hit ball into straightaway center. Calabresi makes the catch over his shoulder right in front of the warning track and four of the 4-0-5 sign. Rawhide still looking for their first hit and first run of the game as we go into the fourth inning. Inland Empire leads 3-0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Listen closely, 17334, 16895, 15842, 16171, 16567, 16705, 15810, 16455, 16292, 16647, 17018, 17187, 17770. 17280, 17269, 15406, 15514, 15482, 15539, 17327, 1812, 1771, 1838. Have these winning numbers and lucky numbers scorecard. All you got to do is head on over to the general store because we got four lucky numbers. Congratulations to the winners. Top half of the fourth inning batting for the 76ers. Designated hitter, Javier Sanchez.
Sanchez fouls off the first pitch, 0-1 count. Encarnacion back on the mound. He got the final out of the third inning and now pitching the fourth. Right-hander delivers, fouled off. Sanchez in his first at-bat, singled into left field. No balls, two strikes. The pitch. Swing and fouled off. Inland Empire leads 3-0 in the top half of the fourth, and we are just about an hour into this ball game now. The pitch. Swung on, ground ball. First baseman Ortiz has it, bobbles it, turns and throws to first. It's gets by the pitcher Encarnacion, and Sanchez will reach on what I would assume would be an error, but I'm not sure if it's going to be on the first baseman or the pitcher. And it is going to be on the first baseman Ortiz.
Left fielder, BJ Boyd.
So leadoff man is on. And BJ Boyd, the leadoff batter at the plate. He has walked and flied out to center. Infield shifting to the right. Contesello well off the third base line. The pitch. Called strike. Oh, 1. He delivers the pitch high. 1-1. Encarnacion in his Cal League debut. This is his second professional season. Drafted by the Diamondbacks in 2021 as a free agent. The pitch misses. suppose I shouldn't say he was drafted. He was signed as an international free agent. There we go. So used to seeing all the new draft picks that we've had come through Valley Strong Ballpark, but no. Encarnacion signed as an international free agent from the Dominican Republic. The pitch swung on, fouled off behind the plate. And it lands on one of the roofs of the skyboxes we have here. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two. Swung on, a chopper up the middle. Pena picks it up, tags second, throw to first is a double play. So the error is erased. A six unassisted to first base double play. Edgar Caro, the catcher, batting from the left against the right-handed pitcher, Encarnacion. The pitch, called strike. Oh, 1. Swings and misses. Count is now 0-2. Starting to rain again in Visalia. The 0-2. Outside, ball 1. Infield shifting to the right against Caro, who has doubled and been hit by a pitch. This is his first at-bat against Encarnacion. The 1-2 is in the dirt, 2-2, and it does hit Cass Cousins. Credit to Cass Cousins. I think this is only the first time he's been hit this series, and he usually gets hit on average like 3 times a game. Gutierrez checking in on him. Two balls, two strikes, two away, nobody on. Top half of the fourth, Inland Empire leads 3-0. Encarnacion started his career in the Dominican Summer League last year. Pitched in 17 games out of the pen. 2-4 with a 5.65 ERA. 2-2. Misses low, ball 3. And then this year in the Complex League, 2-2 with a 6.04. He started in 7 games and came out of the pen 4 times. Payoff pitch. Swung on and missed, strike 3. Caro goes down swinging for the final out of the fourth. It's a 1-2-3 inning of work for Encarnacion. Going into the bottom half of the fourth, Rawhide trail by 3. You're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Toyota answers with more hybrid choices than any other brand. With class-leading NPG that never needs plugging in, you can venture on and off the grid with confidence. Every Toyota hybrid vehicle comes with Toyota Care 2-year complimentary scheduled maintenance and our exclusive 10-year 150,000-mile hybrid battery warranty for wherever adventure takes you. Toyota.
Take your game ticket to the mill for 10% off the Mill Pizzeria and Tap Room located in downtown Line City. The Mill in Crest we trust. Check the video board. We're going to put up some more numbers up on the video board because lucky numbers. Yeah, these numbers, one of these numbers, head on over to the general store to claim your prize right now. Ladies and send it to Joe with more information on our activities tonight. Well, Joe's standing by.
All right, there we go. Sorry about that, folks. Hey, as a reminder, today we are doing the jersey auction that goes to benefit a combat veteran's home. So head on over to the general store, and you can put your bid in for the jersey auction. You'll be able to pick up those jerseys on Tuesday. Go make your bid. Supports a combat veteran. Veterans Hope.
Thanks a lot, Joan. Once again, we'll put those lucky numbers back up on the board. You got these numbers. You know what to do. Head on over to the numbers door. All righty. Bottom of the fourth inning, batting for the high. Second baseman, Juan Cornier.
Bottom half of the fourth inning, Juan Cornier leading it off. The Rawhide have had one base runner today. It was Gavin Contesello who drew a walk to start off the third. Cornell squares to bunt. Offers, I think. No, they're saying he pulled back in time on a high outside pitch. 1-0 count. Cornell, the second baseman today. 1-0. Called strike ever since Josh Day has been called up to Hillsboro. Cornell and Paney have been the only two middle infielders. 1-1. Swung on, slow ground ball to the second baseman. He picks it up, throws to first, one down. And here is Kevin Graham batting from the left side. Speaking of middle infielders, we have Mr. Gene Walters here today. You can see him if you're watching on MyTV 53 or MLB TV. He's there with the blonde mohawk. That was how I spotted him immediately. Always good to have Gene back. The pitch misses outside ball one. For those of you who haven't been listening or watching games all year, you know, maybe don't know, but Gene Walters started the year with us here, and he has played, I think, every single position. The pitch is a called strike. Except for catcher. We've seen him at first, third, short, second, and he has pitched. He would be the go-to position player if we needed someone to come in and pitch. And he was one of my favorite players to work with. The pitch to Graham is fouled off. Just because he was so much fun to watch in the infield, and he actually looked really comfortable when he had to go play first base or the outfield. He also is just a great guy. Even though he doesn't speak a lot of English and my Spanish is still being worked on, it was always so much fun to communicate with him. The pitch is swung on, fouled off, count is 1-2. He was actually the first player to call me mom, so first person to call me mom, really, which is pretty exciting considering I don't have kids. One ball, two strikes, one out. Gene Walters was finished off the season in the Arizona Complex League and has come back to Visalia for part of the offseason. The pitch misses outside. Two balls, two strikes. This is the first time that I've seen him at the ballpark since he's come back to Visalia. So excited to go talk to him after the game. So hopefully he'll stay for the fireworks. If you're in the Visalia area, come over to Valley Strong Ballpark. We still have last-minute tickets. It's only the fourth inning as the pitch is swung on. A deep fly ball to right field. A home run, Kevin Graham barely sneaks it out of here just to the left of the foul pole. Kevin Graham with the first hit of the day, and it's a home run over the right field wall. Three to one ball game. Rawhide finally on the board in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Graham takes a low inside pitch, and it just barely wraps around the foul pole down the right field side. That is Graham's fourth home run on the year with the Rawhide. Pitch to Santos, called strike. That home run is powered by Steel Power Equipment. For all your nearest steel dealers, search STIHL or visit steeldealers.com. Oh, 1, swung on and missed, strike 2. No balls, 2 strikes to Santos. Fonsacker delivers, misses low in the dirt, ball 1. So Kevin Graham's home run, not only the first run of the game, but the first hit of the day. That is brought to you by Roasted Brothers Milk Company, where every sip is special. Santos in his first at-bat flew out to right field. 1-2. Swung on and missed strike three. He goes down swinging for the second out of the inning. And now Brett Johnson steps to the plate batting from the left. Infield shading to the right. The pitch. Missing outside, ball one. Johnson takes the ball low. I think I just saw some lightning out in center field behind the trees. Yeah, that I saw a flash of light somehow. Two balls, no strikes, two outs. Johnson grounds it out to the pitcher in his first at bat. Pitch misses in, 3-0. Called strike on the outside corner. It's the bottom half of the fourth inning. Rawhide trail 3-1 in their second to last game of the 2022 season. Payoff pitch. No, called strike. Full count. Johnson is about to throw his bat towards the Rawhide dugout, but instead it'll be three balls, two strikes, two outs. Von Socker delivers. Swing and a miss, strike three. Johnson goes down swinging for the final out of the inning. But the Rawhide get on their board and have their first hit of the game, thanks to Kevin Graham's fourth home run of the season. 3-1 ball game going into the fifth. You're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Four numbers to be announced. Here we go. First lucky number is 15939, 17389, 16672, 16267, 16092, 17234, 16978, 17044, 16954, 17064, 17278, 17323, 17294, 15241, 15331, 15435, 15059, 15454, 1751, 17321, 1765, and 1793. And those winning numbers down over the general store to claim your prize. Top of the $8, 805 fifth inning. The batter, second baseman, Adrian Plasencia.
Top half of the fifth inning. Adrian Plasencia swings and misses at the first pitch. 0-1 count. The Sixers lead 3-1. The pitch swung on and missed strike two. It is Encarnacion back on the mound. He's thrown an inning and a third now. No balls, two strikes. Sixers are out hitting the Rawhide 5-1. The pitch is swung on, a deep fly ball to right. A no-doubter for Plasencia, his 13th home run of the year. And the Sixers quickly get that run back to have a 3-run lead again. 4-1 ball game in the top half of the fifth. Encarnacion had faced the minimum through an inning and a third. The only base runner he had up until this point was Sanchez, who reached on an error on the first baseman Ortiz. But now he's given up a run. The pitch, missing high and outside. 1-0 count to Warner Blakely, who has struck out looking and also hit a ground ball to second. The pitch is swung on and missed. I'll take a cupcake. Thank you.
Is Steve over there?
I just got a cupcake. This is so exciting. This is what we need a camera in the booth, JT, so I can show you the cupcake. Well, Sergio Gutierrez just got hit by a foul ball again, and I got a cupcake, so I win. If you hear me talking with my mouth full, it's because I'm eating the cupcake. The 1-1 is swung on and missed, strike two, and it's vanilla, my favorite. Okay, back to baseball. 1-2 count, nobody out. It's the top half of the fifth inning, and Inland Empire leads 4-1. Pitch misses in, 2-2. By the way, this wasn't planned. With a crowd mic and being so close to the fans, which is a lot of fun for the broadcast, here's the pitch. It's swung on and missed, strike three. Blakely goes down swinging for the first out. The issue is sometimes people want to come talk to us, which is fine, or they don't mean to talk to us, or they don't understand fully that this is actually a real broadcast. I'm not just talking into a microphone with no one listening for no reason. We are on TV. We are on radio. You can kind of, can you, there's my hand. Oh my gosh, hi JT. Good decision there. The pitch is swung on and missed, 0-1. But sometimes they interrupt the broadcast a little bit, but you can interrupt the broadcast anytime if you bring me a cupcake. 0-1 count, one down. Here's the pitch to Ramirez. It's a called strike on the inside corner. If you can't tell, it's only two games left in the season. Game 131. Just talking about cupcakes. Here's the cupcake. Oh, there. Let's see. A cupcake. The pitch is fouled off. JT. It's actually going to be a fair. Is it a fair ball? No, it's a foul ball down the right field side. I thought that was definitely heading into the pasture, but it is a strike. Okay, JT, I'm holding the cupcake for you now. Right there. It's a part of our baseball cupcakes. Cakes that we give out at the ballpark if you have a birthday. We purchase them from Max's Cookies Company, and you can get a cupcake there as I get it all over my pen and my scorebook now. But if you have a birthday, a celebration, anything, you can ask one of your Rawhide reps for a birthday cake cupcake to be delivered by Tipper. 0-2 misses outside. Alexander Ramirez still at the plate. One down, nobody on. I don't think you understand how hard it is for me not to want to eat this right now. The pitch is swung on. A fly ball into right field, and Graham makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Two away, nobody on. It's a 4-1 ball game, top half of the fifth. And David Calabresi is at the plate. And Encarnacion delivers a called strike. 0-1. Swung on, lined into right. Graham coming in, but it will hop in front of him for a two-out base hit. Good decision by Graham. Looked like at first he was going to try to maybe lay out, but decided not to. That was a hard hit ball into right. Second hit of the day for Calabresi, who's now standing on first, and Arol Vera is batting from the left side. Vera has struck out twice today, but this is the first time that he's facing Encarnacion. The pitch is popped up into shallow left. Pena, the shortstop, makes the catch to end the inning. The Sixers get another run. It's a 4-1 ball game as we're halfway through this one. I'm going to eat my cupcake really quickly in between innings. You're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box. Alvin Guzman is leading it off. Takes ball one. This is Jorge Marcheco on the mound. Is that right? I thought he was starting tomorrow based on my game notes. 1-0 to Guzman is fouled off down the right field side. Let me double check this. Number 31. Is Max Geek, I beg your pardon, just going off of the game day at one point. Here's the pitch. It's fouled off down the first base side. So a little, we're just breaking down all the walls. Breaking down the fourth wall here, huh, today. Between the cupcake and now just getting the pitcher completely wrong. Sometimes it's hard for me to see the number from my angle. Quite frankly, there's a pole right in my way, right where the mound is. And so sometimes when I can't see the number or we're not seeing it right away, as we can see it here now accurately, 31. Max Geig, the pitch, misses high. It's now a 2-2 counting. Geig, a right-handed pitcher. But from this angle where JT is showing you, that's basically my angle. That pole right there is in my way. And sometimes I can't see the number, so I'll go off of what's on game day, which is where you can follow the stats online. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. So I looked and it said Marcheco, but that doesn't make any sense because I could have sworn he was pitching tomorrow, and he is in fact pitching tomorrow. So it is Geig, and I'll see if we can get that changed online for those of you who are looking online as well. One away, nobody on for Gavin Contesello, who drew a walk in his first at bat. gig is the third pitcher of the evening. He's in relief for Fonsocker. 1-0. Swung on, fouled off. This goal to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. 1-1. Misses. 2-1 count. Fouled off. Count is 2-2. So final pitching line for Fonsocker. He threw two innings for the Sixers, giving up one hit, one run, walked a batter, and struck out three. One run was the solo shot hit by Kevin Graham, his fourth home run of the season. Two balls, two strikes, the pitch. Just misses out ball three. Not a bad pitch at all there. Just a little bit outside. Three, two. Swung on, slow ground ball. Second baseman, Placencia is there. The throw to first will retire Contesello by about 2.5 steps. And Sergio Gutierrez is batting from the left side. It's a 4-1 ball game. The Rawhide only have had two base runners today. One of them from a walk, another one from a hit. And it does look like we have someone warming in the pen. It should be Yeifer Perdomo warming. Gutierrez, a switch hitter, batting from the left. Pitch is a called strike at the knees. He doesn't like that call. As I can see, Gutierrez kind of leaning, shaking his head here and there, saying, I don't know. And confirmed from JT, manning the cameras, it is Yeifer Perdomo warming in the pen. For those of you who don't know who JT is, the pitch is fouled off. He's basically everything that runs this broadcast, minus my voice. He's essentially our director, our producer, camera operator, replay operator. He does the score bug, and he helps run the cameras that go on the video board here in Valley Strong Ballpark. Although I'd like to think that I'm a co-producer with him. I do think that we can put that on our resumes. The 0-2 misses inside ball one. One, two, count, two down. Here's the pitch. Swung on, grounded foul, third base side. Gig, a tall right-handed pitcher. Pitch is fouled off. Gutierrez stays alive. It's the bottom half of the fifth, halfway through this game, more than halfway now with two outs. 1-2 count, two down. One, two. High and inside, almost hits Gutierrez. Oh, it does, they're saying. It hit him. So Gutierrez will reach first base. Except he's staying right there by first. Does he not know that he was hit by a pitch? Oh, he does. He's just taking off his elbow guard. I was going to say, maybe he wasn't hit by a pitch and he's about to not sell it properly, but it was just that he was taking off his gloves and elbow guard. So I think that was his right hand that was hit too. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Looking at the replay, I think it did hit him. Angel Ortiz is at the plate. He has flied out to center so far today. Pitch misses in, ball one. Infield shading to the right. Pitch to Ortiz. Swung on a two-hopper to the third baseman, but he can't handle it. It goes into left field. Gutierrez thinks about third, but he will stay at second. We'll see how they rule that. A tough play. It was hit right at him, but it took a nasty hop on him. You could see that he eventually just put his glove up trying to protect his face. Manuel Pena will bat from the left side as we wait from the official word from the scorekeeper. We'll let you know when we know, but no matter the reason, there's runners on first and second, two down. And Pena at the plate with the Rawhide trailing by three in the bottom half of the fifth. Pitch is fouled off, 0-1. And they are officially going to give that a hit to Ortiz. Really, no matter which way you scored it, I'm sure the other team was going to be unhappy with the scoring decision. 0-1. Low in the dirt gets by the catcher, and both runners will advance 90 feet now. A wild pitch as it bounced in the dirt. Two runners in scoring position for Pena. One ball, one strike. So I'll tell you my initial reaction with that ground ball that they ended up calling a hit. Off the bat, I thought it should be fielded, but when I saw that nasty hop on Blakely, I thought there was no way he was going to be able to make that play. It would be an amazing play if he did make it. 2-1 count, two down. And this is the reason why I am very happy I'm not an official scorekeeper. Because it is really tough to call these games, especially at the single A level. 2-1. Misses inside, ball three. Three balls and a strike, two down. Gig kicks. Called strike on the inside corner, and that was some insane lightning right behind center field. JT, you have to be dying that you haven't picked this up on camera yet. Him and I have been talking about getting lightning on camera for a while now. And it's always happening right during a pitch. The pitch misses high. Ball four. Pena draws a walk to make it bases loaded. Two outs. I was going to say, JT, just keep it on the center field camera until the pitch comes. Bases loaded, two down. And Bo Martino, the pitching coach for the Sixers, will have a conversation on the mound with Gig. It is bases loaded, two down. The runner on third is Sergio Gutierrez, who was hit by a pitch. On second, Angel Ortiz, who singled. And on first, Manuel Pena, who just walked. Two down and a big opportunity for the Rawhide to close in on the three-run lead that the Sixers have here in the bottom half of the fifth. Left-handed pitcher warming in the pen for the Sixers. Meeting on the mound is over. Corniel at the plate, batting from the left. He walked off the game yesterday in the bottom half of the 10th. In a bases-loaded situation, the pitch. It's fouled off. 0-1 count, two down. Pitch is fouled off. 0-2 count. Actually, almost the exact same situation except for how many outs. It was Gutierrez on third and Ortiz on second yesterday, and Pena on first when the game ended. It was with one out, and Corniel hit a ground ball that could have been a double play ball, but he was able to beat it out, and Gutierrez scored to end the game. Somewhat anticlimactic, but it was really interesting to see how that game went. The Sixers decided to walk the bases loaded intentionally because they wanted a double play ball, and they got the double play ball, but Cornell was too fast. They needed to bring in their infield, maybe another step or two. The pitch is swung on, lined into center. Gutierrez will score. Here comes Ortiz. The throw is cut off. A one-run game, 4-3, the Sixers lead in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Two-run single for Cornell, his first hit of the game. And here's Kevin Graham, who drove in the first run of the game with his solo shot over the right field wall, just hooked it around the foul pole down the right field side. Nice piece of hitting by Cornell. That pitch much too over the plate by Gig when you're up with two strikes. And Cornell did not miss it. And didn't do too much with it either. The pitch tries to check his swing, but it's a called strike by Cass Cousins. Cornell didn't try to pull the ball or yank it, just base hit, easy base hit up the middle that scored two with two outs. 0-1 count, two away. Pitch to Graham, misses out. The runner on second is Manuel Pena, and on first is Juan Cornell. Pitch misses in. Two, one count, two down. The pitch. Swung on and missed, 2-2. Swung on, a fly ball into left field. Boyd is going back. He's at the warning track and makes the catch to end the inning. But the Rawhide get two runs. A 4-3 ball game. Inland Empire leads going into the sixth. You're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Before we ask some of our heroes to stand, I want to give a round of applause to my hero, Candela. He was in that duct tape for an hour and helped us raise a bunch of money for the Walk to End All Hatters. Mike, you're the man. Mike's our general manager, so any problems or complaints, please don't care. All right. Hey, at this time, with what tomorrow is being 9/11, I would love to ask any police officers, firefighters, EMTs, please rise and stand so we can tip our caps to you and say, here's to the heroes. Like Agent Meyer right there with the Channa Playhouse. Thank you, sir. Chief Gorman, thank you, sir. The Lake County Fire Department Honor Guard, thank you guys for performing the colors today. On behalf of the Visalia Rawhide, Bueno Beverage, and Budweiser, we salute all of you. Here's to the heroes, folks. Yifer Perdomo, the new pitcher on the mound. At the plate is Tucker Flint. Pitch is fouled off.
Flint has struck out twice today, but Perdomo, the new pitcher on the mound, in relief for Encarnacion. Pitch misses in, 1-1. This call to the bullpen, as always, is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye, bugs. Pitch is a cold strike, high outside corner, 1-2 count now. Encarnacion through 2 1/3 innings. Two hits, one run, no walks, and three strikeouts in his Cal League debut. The pitch. Swung on, a hard ground ball through into center field, a leadoff single for Flint. Yadiel Sanchez will bat from the right side. Runner on first is Flint. It's a 4-3 ball game in the top half of the sixth inning. Inland Empire does lead. First pitch is swung on and missed. Strike one. Sanchez today has reached base twice. Once on a single to left, the other on an error by the first baseman. Pitch is a cold strike, 0-2 count. Perdomo, left-handed pitcher from Venezuela. The pitch is swung on, a slow ground ball. Second base side, second baseman picks it up. The glove flip is not in time. An infield single for Sanchez. Really nothing you can do there. Perdomo, the pitcher, came off the mound trying to get there. He couldn't. The second baseman, Corniel, tried to glove flip to the first baseman. And not a bad glove flip. A good stretch from Ortiz. Just really nothing you could do there, actually. Ortiz maybe could have stretched out a little bit earlier, but and Corniel's glove flip was a little bit high, but that's such a tough play. Nobody out. Runners on first and second, and B.J. Boyd batting from the left. Pitch is a called strike. Infield shifting to the right. They are at double play depth. Inland Empire has 9 hits today. The pitch swung on, a ground ball back up the middle. Perdomo stops it, falls to the ground. The throw to first is in time, and Perdomo upset with himself that he didn't get a double play there as he slams his glove onto his leg. He says he's fine. Honestly, I think just the sheer force of that ground ball made him fall to the ground. I think he's fine. And no one from the Rawhide dugout out to check on him. It's just Gutierrez. And I think Perdomo was just coming down from his follow-through as the ball came to him. You can see it here. He just wasn't completely down with his foot there. And that was why he was off balance, fell to the ground. Able to get an out still, but, you know, he's upset he didn't get a double play. Instead, it's one down, runners on second and third. And the infield comes in with Edgar Caro at the plate. First pitch is a strike. Caro has doubled, been hit by a pitch, and he has struck out today. Here's the pitch. Swung on, a high fly ball into left. Johnson is going back. He's running out of room. He makes the catch at the wall. Plenty of room for both runners to tag, but that is the second out of the inning. A great play by Johnson. I thought it was going to be off the wall. Instead, he leapt up, hit the wall. Was able to hold on to the ball for the second out. A great play by Brett Johnson. And that wall out there is not padded. It is straight wood. Two Two down, runner on third. A run does score for Inland Empire. They lead 5-3 in the top half of the sixth, as that is a sacrifice flyout for Caro. And he did tip his helmet to Johnson out in left field. Adrian Placencia is at the plate. Swings and misses at the first pitch. 0-1 count. He's 2-for-3 today. He hit a home run in the fifth. That's the only run that Encarnacion gave up. He's also singled to the second baseman, Corniel, up the middle. And he has struck out looking. The pitch. Missing low in the dirt. Ball one. Nice stop by Gutierrez to hold the runner on third, Sanchez. Perdomo just turned 21 less than a month ago. Southpaw delivers. Foul tipped, and it hits off of Gutierrez's mask or his glove. I think it was his mask. What is that? The third time he's been hit behind the plate? Fourth time if you include the time at the when he was batting? Actually, fifth, he was hit by a pitch, and he fouled a ball off himself. I think it's five times he's been hit now by a ball. The 1-2 fouled off into the netting. I mentioned earlier that Cass Cousins, the home plate umpire, is one who usually gets knocked around a little bit by foul pitches. It's apparently Gutierrez taking taking the balls for him now. 1-2 count, two down. The pitch. Misses low, 2-2. Five to three ball game. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, and a runner on third. The pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Gutierrez will throw to first to complete the strikeout. It is successful, and that's the final out of the inning. Sixers do get an insurance run. They lead 5-3 as we head into the bottom half of the sixth. You're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box. It is the bottom half of the sixth inning. The Rawhide trail by two, and Oscar Santos leads it off. Pitch is a called strike. New pitcher on the mound is Joey Walsh, a left-handed pitcher from Plymouth, Massachusetts. 0-1. swung on and missed strike two. Walsh, a southpaw. Glove at the belt. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball one. So Walsh in relief for Gig. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pest, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Pitch to Santos is swung on, a deep fly ball to center field. Another home run for Santos. Are you kidding me? Four home runs in five games. I mean, even if he goes 0 for 4 tomorrow with four strikeouts, what a way to end the season for Oscar Santos. That home run is powered by Steel Power Equipment. Again, four home runs in 5 days for the designated hitter. That is why he's batting fourth tonight and why he's been the designated hitter all of the last 5 games. Pitch to Johnson is a called strike. And not only has it been this series, it's just been against the Sixers in general. On the season, prior to today's game, 3-11 with 5 home runs and 16 runs batted in 19 games. Make it 17 RBI in 20 games with 6 home runs. It's a 1-1 count to Johnson and back to a 1-run game, 5-4. Pitch is a cold strike, 1-2. Johnson has grounded out to the pitcher, and he's also struck out swinging today. Pitch is swung on, lines right to the first baseman, Flint, for the first out of the inning. A nice hit ball by Johnson, but right to Flint's glove. Alvin Guzman batting from the right. One down. Southpaw delivers. Called strike on the inside corner. So Walsh in relief for Gig, who threw one inning for the Sixers, giving up 2 runs off of 2 hits. Walked a batter and struck out a batter. 0-1 misses. One ball, one strike. Pitch from Walsh. Called strike on the outside corner. 1-2. Guzman calls for time. This is the first time Walsh is pitching this series. One, two. Swung on, slow ground ball. The shortstop, Vera, is there. The throw to first. Just in time to get Guzman. 2 down. Another close play there. But Guzman is retired. And Gavin Contesello will bat from the left side with 2 away and nobody on in a 1-run game in the bottom half of the 6th. Walsh is 5-3 this year, a 4.75 ERA. He has started 12 games, but this is his 17th appearance out of the bullpen. Pitch to Contesello, called strike on the outside corner. Walsh has pitched 84 innings for the Sixers, striking out 92 and walking 37. 0-1, fouled off. 0-2. Missing outside. Ball one. Catcher Caro asked to appeal down to first, which they did. They humored him, but I don't think Conticello even really moved the bat off his shoulder. Infield shading to the right. 1-2. Outside, 2-2. Left versus left matchup. 2-2 to Conticello. He waves and misses. Strike three. Basantos gets his fourth home run in five games to make it a one-run deficit. We're going into the seventh. Sixers lead 5-4. You're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box. Top half of the seventh inning, Perdomo back on the mound. First pitch to Blakely is fouled off, 0-1. Inland Empire leads 5-4 in the top half of the seventh. The pitch. Swung on, lined into left field, a perfectly placed ball by Blakely. Was not a very hard hit pitch at all. I don't think he even finished his swing completely. That's usually more of a two-strike swing, but he got a hit. It works. Who cares what it looks like? Leadoff man is on. Perdomo did give up one run in his last inning off of two hits. Ramirez at the plate. He takes ball one high. 1-0 count. By the way, that base hit by Blakely is the 10th hit of the day for Inland Empire. Pitch is swung on and missed. 1-1 count. Swung on, lined into left field, a base hit. Johnson will try to cut it off right in front of the bullpen. He does so successfully to hold Blakely at third, but it is a double for Ramirez. Runners on second and third with nobody out in the top half of the seventh.
At the plate, center fielder David Calabresi.
David Calabresi at the plate, batting from the left. Infield is in with the Sixers leading by one. The pitch is fouled off. On third, Blakely. On second, Ramirez. Pitch misses outside, 1-1. This will be Perdomo's 25th pitch of the evening. Calabrese is 2-for-3 today. All of his hits have been to the right side, including his flyout to right. 1-1. Swung on, a high fly ball, left center field. Guzman giving chase, and he makes the catch in the gap. It is deep enough for both runners to advance 90 feet, and it is a 6-4 ball game. The Sixers get their 2-run lead back. Sacrifice flyout for Calabrese. A great job by Guzman to be able to go over and make that catch. He wasn't shading to the right, but he also wasn't in left center. He made that catch right near the video board. A great job by the center fielder, Guzman. One down, Arolvera at the plate, batting from the right. Infield is still in with one down and a runner on third. First pitch is swung on and missed, strike one. So, again, if you've been watching the Rawhide or following them this entire season, you have seen Wildered Patino in center field, who made his way to Hillsboro during the All-Star break. I believe he's now in Arizona on the injured list. But the pitch misses. When Patino started playing right field to give Guzman some time in center field, I was skeptical, mainly because I've seen Patino for about 2 years now, on and off, and Patino just such a great outfielder. But Guzman has really stepped up his game the last few weeks. He has been spectacular in center field. The 1-1 swung on and missed, strike two. He has a great arm. Sometimes he has spiked the ball, but majority of the time, his arm has held base runners, either gotten them out of the plate or just the third base coach, knowing how strong his arm is, has prevented base runners from trying to advance. The 1-2, fouled off. We'll do it again. And Guzman is young. He'll turn 21 next month. A ball and two strikes, one out. Here's the pitch. Swung on, a ground ball, foul, third base side. There is a right-handed pitcher warming in the pen for the Rawhide. It is Zach Barnes warming in the pen for the Rawhide. Perdomo kicks. Fouled off. We'll do it again. Long at bat here by Vera. Infield is in. They're either even with the base path or maybe a step in, but no one with their toes on the grass. Perdomo sets. Here's the pitch. Missing outside, ball two. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. Perdomo wins the battle, and Vera goes down swinging for the third time today and the second out of the seventh inning. Two away, the runner on third is still Ramirez. Sixers lead 6-4, and Tucker Flint will come to the plate, but first Jorge Cortez is coming out to relieve Yeifer Perdomo, who is at 33 pitches. And this is it for Perdomo for the 2022 season. young left-handed pitcher out of Venezuela who has completed his first full year as a member of the Arizona Diamondbacks. He was traded from the Blue Jays on September 1st last year, and now Perdomo has finished off his first year with the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. It will be Zach Barnes on the mound for the Rawhide. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. When we come back, it'll be Barnes on the mound with two outs and a runner on third. And the Sixers leading 6-4 in the seventh inning. You're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box. Zach Barnes, the new pitcher on the mound. First pitch to Flint is a called strike. Barnes is in relief for Perdomo. He's the fourth pitcher of the evening. Inherits Alexander Ramirez as the runner on third with two away and the inning umpire leading by two. The pitch, a called strike at the chest. Zach Barnes, a right-handed pitcher from Arizona. Oh, 2. Swung on and missed strike 3. Barnes sits down Flint on 3 pitches, and that will end the inning. Another run does score for Inland Empire. We're heading into the bottom half of the seventh inning at stretch time at Valley Strong Ballpark. Inland Empire leads 6-4. You're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Hey, thanks, Brian. All right, we are coming. I got a special delivery here of some cupcakes for a very special fan. So I need all you to please wish Penny a happy birthday. Happy birthday, Penny. Some of your friends here got you some cupcakes. Thanks to Max and Cookie Company. Again, appreciate you, Penny. Happy 71st birthday. All right, everybody, join Penny and stand up, get out your seats, and let's sing Take Me Up to the Ball Game. All right, Penny, sing. Can you sing? Please.
Oh!
It's the bottom half of the seventh inning, and Sergio Gutierrez leads it off, batting from the right side against the left-handed pitcher, Joey Walsh. Inland Empire leads 6-4. Gutierrez has struck out and been hit by a pitch today. There's a strike, 1-1 count. Swung on, slow ground ball, third base side. Blakely picks it up. The throw to first is not in time, and Gutierrez has an infield single. Gutierrez, leadoff man, is on. And Angel Ortiz steps to the plate, batting from the left. He swings and misses at the first pitch. Joey Walsh threw the last inning. He gave up one run. It was the home run hit by Oscar Santos. Santos' fourth home run in five games, which is spectacular. 0-1. Misses outside. He has as many home runs as I did in my entire collegiate career. And he did that in five games. That's just not fair. And that's why he's a professional baseball player, and I'm a broadcaster talking about him. 1-1 count, nobody out, a runner on first, and Ortiz is batting from the left. Left versus left matchup. Checks his swing on a low pitch. 2-1 count. Misses out. 3-1 count, a hitter's count for Ortiz, who is 1-for-2 today. He has flied out to center and also had that infield single, really a single to left field, but it was that ground ball to Blakely, which could have been ruled an error. Really could have gone either way. I probably could have been, maybe should have been an error as that pitch misses low. Ball four, Ortiz draws a walk to make it runners on first and second. He represents the tying run now on first, and at the plate is Pena, the go-ahead run. Rawhide fans, tonight's Mayhem Walks are presented by Allstate Insurance. Team Abraham Guillen, keeping you in good hands is their game. Pena batting from the left, runners on first and second, with the Rawhide trailing by two in the seventh. Pitch misses high. Runner on second, Gutierrez on first, Ortiz. Pena today has walked, flied out to center, and grounded out to second. 1-0. Misses out, ball two. Here's the 2-0. Swung on, line towards left center. It's hooking away from the center fielder, and Gutierrez has to hold at second. Now he's going to score. Ortiz is right behind him. He will hold at third, and that is a tough, tough situation for the Rawhide. That could have, and maybe even should have, tied up the ball game. Off the bat, it looked like Calabresi had a chance to make it, but it just kept hooking towards the left field away from Calabresi. Gutierrez stayed really close to second, trying to tag up to go to third, and he realized too late that he should have been off. Because of that, Ortiz was right on his tail and held and then took off for third and had to be held there. It was all the right decision by Cortez. You can't really blame Gutierrez there because you are trying to tag in that situation as the pitch is fouled off by Corniel. But as soon as he saw it slicing, he probably could have started taking a few more steps towards third base. A run does score, 6-5 ball game, and Rawhide have two runners in scoring position with Corniel at the plate and nobody out. Swung on, a ground ball to the third baseman. Blakely's going to go home. The throw is dropped by the catcher, and we have a tied ball game. Corniel heading for second. No throw from the catcher. We'll go through that one again. Ground ball to the third baseman, Blakely. He gives a good throw to the catcher, Caro, who drops the ball before he lays down a tag on Ortiz, and Ortiz scores the tying run. Let's take a look at it here on my TV 53. Blakely, a one hopper to the catcher. It looked like he had it in his glove, and or at least had an opportunity to have it in his glove. It was a low throw, but Ortiz is safe at the plate. It's going to be ruled an error on the third baseman, Blakely. Tied ball game, two runners in scoring position for Graham. The pitch misses and stopped by Caro. Pena is the runner on third, and on second is Corniel. Infield in. Pitch is swung on and fouled towards the Rawhide dugout, third base side. One ball, one strike. The pitch. Swung on, popped up, out of play, third base side. Left versus left matchup. Walsh kicks. Swung on, a deep fly ball to right field. Is it home run number two? It is. Kevin Graham, his second home run of the night, gives the Rawhide a three-run lead in the bottom half of the seventh inning, a 9-6 ball game. Bases are empty, and Oscar Santos is batting from the right side. That is three home runs today for the Rawhide. Two of them off of Graham's bat, and one of them off of Santos's, who's now at the plate. Pitch misses, 2-0. Rawhide lead for the first time today. It's a 9-6 ball game in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Walsh kicks. Pitch is swung on and missed. Tried to check his swing, but he did go around, according to the home plate umpire, Cass Cousins. Pitch misses high. Three balls and a strike. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Count is full for Santos. And by the way, with Santos's home run in his last at-bat, he is now above the Mendoza line, 2-0-1 on the season. Full count, still nobody out here in the seventh inning. The pitch. Swung on, lined into center field, his second hit of the day. Brett Johnson at the plate, batting from the left side. He's 0 for 3 today. Nobody out and a runner on first. The Rawhide lead 9-6. Left versus left matchup. Pitch is a called strike. Walsh is over 40 pitches thrown tonight now. O-1. Misses high. The 1-1 misses in the dirt, ball 2. Here's the pitch. Misses low in the dirt, ball 3. Three balls and a strike to Brett Johnson. Three-1. Fouled off. Count is full. Here's the pitch. It misses outside, ball 4. Johnson draws a walk. Runners on first and second. Nobody out. It is two outs. Beg your pardon. Two runners on and nobody out. Runner on second is Santos. On first is Johnson. And again, nobody out here in the seventh inning. They have. This is the eighth batter to come to the plate in the inning for the Rawhide as Alvin Guzman is 0 for 3 today with two ground outs and a strikeout. There is a right-hander warming in the pen for the Sixers. Pitch misses. Ball 1. One O to Guzman, misses high, ball 2. Infield at double play depth. The pitch. High, ball 3. Called strike inside corner. Three balls and a strike. Still a hitter's count. And there's ball 4. Back-to-back walks given up by Walsh to make it. The bases loaded. And still nobody out in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Gavin Contesello will now come to the plate batting from the left side. And here comes the manager, Dave Stapleton. And he will go to the bullpen. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. And we come back. Let you know who the new pitcher is. They will inherit a bases-loaded situation with nobody out in the bottom half of the seventh, with the Rawhide leading 9-6. You're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box. Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. It is the bottom half of the seventh inning still. Gavin Contasello is at the plate. He swings and fouls it off. 1-1 count. Contasello is the ninth batter to come to the plate in this inning. The Rawhide lead 9-6. And the bases are loaded. The pitch is swung on, popped up in the infield. Foul territory. Third baseman Blakely underneath it and makes the catch for the first out of the inning. And it is Sterling Gill, number one. I think it's Sterling Gill. He's number one on their roster. So it is Sterling Gill pitching. He hit a home run earlier this series. His first in his career. The pitch to Gutierrez misses in ball one. Gutierrez led off this inning with an infield single. The pitch is swung on, popped up out of play, third base side. Well, we were talking about Gene Walters earlier today, and there he is. He was my favorite position player to pitch, the 1-1. Swung on, popped up, third base side, and the wind takes it, and it will be out of play. 1-2 count now. I just texted Gene telling him there's fireworks after the game. He always loved fireworks. If you're on the road or at home, he always went on the field to take photos. And I told him I'd take him on the field today for fireworks, and he told me no. He didn't actually say no. He looked at me, found me in the booth, and shook his head no. Just trying to be nice. The pitch to Gutierrez misses outside. It is a 2-2 count. Bases loaded still. One down in the Rawhide leading by three. Pitch misses high. Full count. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Gutierrez goes down swinging for the second out of the inning. The pitch is fouled off. Ortiz at the plate. Two down. Bases are loaded still. The runner on third is Oscar Santos. On second, Brett Johnson. And on first, Alvin Guzman. The Rawhide lead, 9-6. Ortiz fouls off the next pitch, 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch to Ortiz. Swung on, ground ball. Shortstop is underneath it. Vera, throw to first, is in time, and that will end the inning. But the Rawhide score five runs, and they take the lead. 9-6 going into the eighth. Zach Barnes will be back on the mound. And you're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
In the valley, numbers don't wake up at 5 a.m. Work 40-plus hours and still find time to volunteer. Credit scores don't put themselves through college with kids at 37, but people do. You're not just a member of Valley Strong Credit Union. Our members get top-of-the-line products, competitive rates, digital banking options, and conveniently located branches. Valley Strong, the strong in all of us.
Sure to stick around after the game for the post-game fireworks brought to my Valley Strong Credit Union. Valley Strong, where you're about to go. All right, let's still open up those people. We're looking at the scorecards, get a few more numbers. Check this out. 1790, 17284, 15822, 17329, 16640, 15993, 15400, 17253, 16214, 16869, 16868, 16081, and 16781. Congratulations. Pick up your pie, General Store. Fielder B.J. Boyd.
First pitch swinging is Sanchez. It's lined into right center field. Guzman gets it in to hold him to a single. Sanchez is now 3-for-4 today, and he's reached base four times. And now B.J. Boyd at the plate, batting from the left. The Rawhide lead 9-6 in the bottom half of the eighth inning. This is their first lead of the game. The pitch from Barnes misses outside ball one. One oh misses high ball two. Infield at double play depth. Pitch just misses outside. 3-0 count. Barnes came in to get the final out of the seventh inning by striking out Flint on three pitches. The pitch. Called strike. It's a 3-1 count. Boyd does not have a hit today. He has walked, flied out to center, grounded into a double play, and is grounded out to the pitcher. The pitch is a high fly ball into left field. Johnson makes the catch right in front of the wall, and he gets the ball in to hold Sanchez at first.
At the plate is the catcher, Edgar Carroll.
Edgar Caro at the plate with the runner on first and one away. Pitch misses out. He has doubled, been hit by a pitch. He has struck out and hit a sacrifice flyout in the sixth inning. If the Rawhide can hold on to this lead, they will guarantee at least a split in this series. The pitch is a called strike. Right now, the series is even at two. 1-1. Swung on and missed strike two. Carroll calls for time. The Sixers do have 12 hits today, while the Rawhide have 8. But in the run column, the one that matters, Rawhide lead 9-6 in the top half of the 8th inning. Infield shading to the right, double play depth. The pitch misses low, 2-2. We are 2.5 hours into this ball game. Over 2.5 hours, really. Top half of the 8th. Here's the pitch. Misses outside. 3-2. Full count. The payoff pitch. Swung on, line towards center. Guzman going back, makes the catch over his left shoulder. For the second out of the inning, Sanchez stays at first again. Two away, and the second baseman, Adrian Plasencia, bats from the left. He's hit a home run today. It's his 13th home run of the year. He's also struck out twice and has singled to the second baseman, Corniel. First pitch misses out, ball one. Swung on a hard one-hopper to the first baseman, gets through his legs, hits off of the wall that juts out from the pasture. And that is how Sanchez advances to third. He stopped at second. Not sure why he stopped at second at first, unless he thought that it was caught by the first baseman Ortiz, but because it jutted out, he was able to make it to third base, even if it didn't hit the part of the stands that comes into play. It would have been down the line then, and he really should have been at least standing on third, maybe even scoring. We're going to have a quick meeting on the mound. The Shawn team, a full-service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Shawn team, where community matters. Two down, runners in the corners. And at the plate is Warner Blakely with the Rawhide leading by 3. They're going to have someone starting to move in the pen for the Rawhide. I think it's Carlos Mesa. It's a left-handed pitcher. The runner on third is Sanchez. On first, Plasencia. At the plate is Blakely. The pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Pitch from Barnes is swung on and missed. No balls, two strikes. Barnes sets, glove at the chest. He kicks, fouled off. Wind is blowing out to left. Blakely today is 1-for-4. Two strikeouts, a ground out, and a single. 0-2. Misses out and high, ball one. And it should be Mesa warming in the pen for the Rawhide now. 1-2. Cold strike three on the outside corner. Blakely goes down looking to end the eighth inning. Rawhide still lead 9-6 as the Sixers strand two runners. We're heading into the bottom half of the eighth. The Rawhide lead 9-6. You're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Be sure to check the back of your ticket for special offers like the one from Eagle Mountain Casinos. Gain $20 bonus cash when you join the Summit Club at Eagle Mountain Casino. Now it's time to get our winners for the and the grand prize winners tonight. On ahead, we're going to go ahead and give it to Joe. Give us the numbers, Joe.
All right, Brian, thank you. That's right. Pay attention, folks. These are the ones you want to win, okay? We got 16278 with Raising Cane's gift basket. 15864, some tickets to 559 fights. 16148, kids to dentist, we got a kid's bike. 16371, Raising Cane's a gift basket. 15524, American Business Machines, we got a gift basket with $50 Amazon and $100 ABM gift card. We got 15860 from Coca-Cola. We got 1583 from Laprino Foods. 17414 from Valley Children's. 17271 from Valley Strong. 16258 from Chevron. 16743 from the Wyndham. And 15969 from Eagle Mountain Casino. Our partners who participated, go check the barrel house to see if you've won.
Bottom half of the eighth inning. Rawhide looking for some insurance runs. Sterling Gill is back on the mound for Inland Empire. Again, he's a position player pitching. We've seen a lot of that this season. The pitch misses. Outside ball one. And I've talked about him a lot, but I'm just so excited to see him. He just came up to the booth to say hi and give me a hug as he just moved to Visalia for the offseason. The pitch is swung on and missed strike two. Gene Walters, the best position player to pitch in California League history. I made that up, but I am positive on that one. The 1-2 swung on a ground ball to the second baseman, Plasencia. Throws to first for the first out of the inning. Gene Walters actually had a win the first time he had to pitch. Mary is right there. It was in extra innings against Rancho Cucamonga in game three of this entire season. Rawhide were going for the series win, and Gene Walters got the win. The pitch to Corniel is swung on, popped up. Left field side, third baseman Blakely comes over, makes an amazing catch more than halfway towards the wall in left field, two down. And here is Kevin Graham batting from the right. He has two home runs today. To finish off the story on Walters, he inherits a runner on second in the 10th inning like you always do. He gets a double play mainly because of Junior Franco making a diving play in left field and then getting the runner out at second who was going on the pitch. And then Gene Walters strikes out the next batter he sees and he gets his first professional win. I've always said if infield doesn't work for him or the outfield doesn't work for him, make him a pitcher. 2-0 to Graham. Misses outside, ball three. And Gill has been really good on the mound. The pitch. Misses in ball four. This is the first base runner that Gill has allowed. And now Oscar Santos will bat from the right side. So Gill, no wins or losses. This is his third time pitching out of the pen. Opponents are only batting 143 against him. But he has walked a batter and hit two batters and given up a hit for three runs to score. 1-0 misses high, and it is a balk on Gill. So Graham will take second. That pitch does not count. It's still a 1-0 count to Santos. Bottom half of the eighth inning. Rawhide lead 9-6. Looking for an insurance run before we head into the ninth inning. The pitch. Swung on, deep fly ball, right field side. It's off the wall in right field. Graham is going to score, and Santos cruises into second for his third hit of the day. A home run, a single, and a double now. An RBI double at that. A 10-6 ball game. Rawhide lead in the bottom half of the eighth. Brett Johnson now batting from the left side. Two down, a runner in scoring position. Pitch misses high, ball one. One oh, fouled off. One count, two down. Santos, the runner in scoring position. The pitch is swung on, lined into center field. They're going to hold Oscar at third. And that will bring up Alvin Guzman with runners on the corners and two down. Santos might have had a chance to score there, but Cortez decided to hold him at third. Johnson on first, and Alvin Guzman is batting from the right side. Guzman has walked, grounded out twice, and has struck out today. Here's the pitch. Misses outside, ball one. One oh. Misses outside. 2-0 count. Two oh. Swung on and missed. Strike one. And Guzman getting some pine tar for his bat now. And you can hear in our crowd mic, Joe Ross, our director of entertainment and community, getting the rally squad hyped up, brought to you by Cal Water. Actually, it's not the rally squad. It'll be the shutdown squad today. The pitch is swung on, lined into right field, but Ramirez goes back and makes the catch to end the inning. The Rawhide do get an insurance run as they lead by four. Heading into the ninth inning, and it will be Carlos Mesa on the mound for the Rawhide to try to close out this game. Rawhide lead by four. You're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box. Carlos Mesa on the mound for the Rawhide. It is the top half of the ninth inning. Ramirez takes strike one on the outside corner. Mesa inherits a 10-6 ball game. The Rawhide lead. The pitch swung on and missed. No balls, two strikes. Mesa kicks. Just misses low, ball one. Mesa started his walk around the mound, but it's a 1-2 count. Maybe cross the plate, but ended low in Gutierrez's glove as the pitch misses high. 2-2 count. The pitch. There's a strike on the outside corner. Ramirez goes down looking for the first out of the inning. That strikeout is brought to you by Visalia Kia, the used car supercenter, where many are priced under $20,000 and $500 down is all you need. One away, nobody on for David Calabresi. A left versus left matchup. Pitch is swung on, ground ball up the middle. Second baseman Corniel ranging. The throw to first is low, but picked out by Ortiz. Two down. Rawhide are one out away from their third consecutive win. And with that win, they will guarantee at least a series split to end the 2022 season. Orol Vera batting from the right. He's 0 for 4 today. Carlos Mesa in his last appearance of the 2022 season. The pitch. Misses outside, ball one. Mesa, a 6.35 ERA. 21-year-old southpaw from Venezuela. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. It's a 1-1 count. He struggled in his last outing against the Sixers. Gave up three runs, two of them earned off of four hits, one home run. He did strike out a batter. 1-1. Swung on, fouled off. One ball, two strikes, two outs. And they are pointing at something that's on the field. I think there was maybe a ball by the Estrella Jalisco sign. I don't know how that got over unless there's someone on the other side of the wall that threw it over. It's a good chance of that. 1-2 count, two down. Top half of the ninth. Mesa sets. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. Vera goes down swinging to end the inning and end the game. The Rawhide take down the Sixers by a score of 10-6, thanks to a 5-run seventh inning for the Rawhide. They have guaranteed a split this series, and tomorrow they will go for the win. Tomorrow, first pitch is at 1 o'clock for our series finale and our season finale. Your Steel players of the game are Kevin Graham and Oscar Santos. Graham hit two home runs with four runs batted in, and Santos a home run, a single, and a double with two RBI. Santos is now batting 9 for 16 with 11 runs batted in and four home runs in this series. Again, the Rawhide take down the Sixers by a score of 10-6. Inland Empire did have 13 hits, while the Rawhide had 10. Both teams committed an error. I'm Jill Guerin, getting ready to sign off from Valley Strong Ballpark before we have our last fireworks show of the 2022 season. A huge thank you to JT, manning the cameras and the replay and doing everything behind the scenes for us. Talked to him a lot today. A huge thank you to each and every one of you for listening or watching this game. Of course, thank you to Rawhide Front Office for all their hard work this 2022 season, and to First Pitch Entertainment, our ownership group of the Visalia Rawhide. Thank you for watching on either MyTV 53 or MLB TV. We will be live at 1 o'clock tomorrow. You can watch on either one of those stations, or you can listen at rawhidebaseball.com. One final time, Rawhide 10, 66ers 6. Series and season finale tomorrow at 1 o'clock from Valley Strong Ballpark. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for watching from the Sun Gazette Press Box. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday evening.
This is Brady, the oldest 23-year-old you know. Teen mom, college on pause, life on go. With a passion for helping youth in need. Last year, navigating pandemic with two kids and two jobs. This year,
coming up in just a few, final post-game fireworks show of the year brought to you by Valley Strong Credit Union. Valley Strong grown. By the way, we're going to be heading